with Hometown Sports. I'm Michael Hammond. Last night on WKLM, it was boys Division 7 district tournament basketball. Central Christian took on Western Reserve. Here's Jake Seidel.
OHSAA Division 7 district semifinal basketball from Berlin Center saw the Central Christian Comets move on to the district championship game at Smithville, upsetting Western Reserve by the final score of 61-60. The Comets would lead 15-14 after one. They led on a run to start the second, end up outscoring the Blue Devils in that one 17-15 and led at halftime 32-29. But it was all Blue Devils in the third quarter. They outscored the Comets 19-13 and led by three going to the final frame 48-45. And then the Comets had to duke it out. Got within five a couple times, finally cut that down to 3-0 and took a lead as they outscored the Blue Devils 16-12 in the final frame. And Connor Cochran's final three-point shot was made, but they did not get the foul to send him to the line to try to tie it as the Comets win it 61-60 in an instant classic here in Berlin Center. Leading the way for the Blue Devils, that was Connor Cochran. He finished with 29 points. Cochran on the night was 6 of 14 from three-point land, 2 of 4 from two-point land. I will correct myself. He was 6 of 14 from three-point land and 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. On the other side for the Comets, they were led by Drew Badisher with 28 points. Badisher was 4 of 10 from downtown and 7 of 11 from two-point land. He also was 4 of 8 from the charity stripe. With the win, the Comets will improve their record to 17-7 on the season. Meanwhile, it'll drop the record of Western Reserve to 15-9, and their season comes to an end. The Comets will be back in action at 3:30 on March 7th at the Wilbur Berkey Fieldhouse in Smithville to try to win a district championship. One more time, the final score in this one, Central Christian 61, Western Reserve 60. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Jake Seidel.
Elsewhere across the area in boys Division 7 district tournament basketball, Heartland Christian beat Cornerstone Christian 82-42 and Hillsdale topped Maplewood 60-42. Boys Division 6 district tournament basketball saw Smithville defeat United 57-20. Be sure to tune in tonight for Boys Division 6 District Semifinal Basketball from Claymont as Highland battles Caldwell. WKLM will be video live streaming the game on YouTube. You can also hear the game here on the radio and online at WKLMFM.com. Airtime 6:30, game times at 7. We'll also have Girls Division 4 Regional Semifinal Basketball from Zanesville as West Holmes takes on Circleville on YouTube and stream 2, airtime at 7:30. You can also tune in for Girls Division 5 regional tournament basketball from Elyria Catholic as Triway squares off against Norway. On YouTube, airtime will be at 7:40. Around the area tonight, boys Division 6 district tournament basketball, in addition to Highland and Caldwell, Buckeye Trail will face Bridgeport. Boys Division 7 district tournament basketball, Malvern takes on Strasburg. Danville will face Shekinah Christian. Boys Division 4 district tournament basketball, Indian Valley will take on Cambridge. John Glenn battles Claymont, and Orville will face Brookside. In girls Division 4 regional tournament basketball, in addition to West Holmes and Circleville, Indian Creek will face Buckeye Valley. And in girls Division 5 regional tournament basketball, Triway takes on Norway. Chippewa will battle Crestview. Kirill Marchenko scored his second goal of the game, 104 into overtime, and the Columbus Blue Jackets edged the New York Rangers 5-4 after squandering a full four-goal lead. Columbus built a 4-0 advantage throughout the first two periods before the Rangers staged a furious comeback, scoring four unanswered goals, including Gabe Perrault's tying goal with 4:46 remaining in the third to force OT. Marchenko also added an assist for Columbus, which snapped a two-game skid. Adam Fantilli, Sean Monahan, and Matthew Olive also scored for the Blue Jackets. Perrault finished with two goals, and Vladislav Garakov and Will Borgen also scored for New York, which dropped to 7-16-5 at Madison Square Garden. The Cleveland Browns have agreed to acquire offensive tackle Titus Howard from the Houston Texans for a fifth-round pick. A person familiar with the move has told the Associated Press. The people spoke to the on the condition of anonymity because the teams have not announced the deal, which cannot become official until the start of the NFL's new league year on March 11th. Howard is expected to take over at right tackle, but has also played at left tackle and right guard. The trade is also Cleveland's first step in rebuilding an offensive line where most of its starters are free agents. The Cincinnati Bengals solidified their offensive line by bringing back Dalton Reisner on a one-year deal. The deal ensures that the starting offensive line is set before the start of free agency for the first time in Joe Burrow's career. Reisner signed with the Bengals late last August when their depth was tested because of injuries and quickly found himself on the field. He ended up making 11 starts for Cincinnati, playing what he viewed as the best football of his seven-year career. Reisner has made 92 starts in the NFL, including 4 years as a full-time starter with the Denver Broncos. With the Bengals, Reisner impressed with his physicality, his pass protection, and his hustle. Hometown Sports. I'm Michael Hammond.